Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome once again to the PC Speaking Podcast and our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today is day number 68. Special today, the 8th of March. It is my wife's birthday. Christine, if you're listening in, I hope you have an amazing birthday and I love you very much. Anybody who knows me knows I love my wife dearly. On to our reading though. Today we are reading from the Old Testament, Numbers 10 through 12. And in the New Testament, we're reading from Mark chapter 12, Numbers chapter 10 outlines the use of silver trumpets for assembling the community and signaling the camps to get ready to travel to set out. And this chapter also marks the beginning of the Israelites' journey from Sinai to the Promised Land, showing a transition from preparation to action. Over to Numbers chapter 11, the major part of the chapter recounts the challenges and complaints of the Israelites regarding their hardship and dissatisfaction with the manna. Lots of complaining. God provides quail for the people, but not without consequences for their complaints. Numbers chapter 12, we see Aaron and Miriam challenge Moses' authority and some issues of leadership, jealousy, and God's response to that rebellion. Miriam's punishment with leprosy and the subsequent healing after Moses' intercession demonstrate the seriousness of rebellion against God's appointed leadership. Of course, there's always never anything wrong with questions and conversations, but open rebellion is a different matter altogether. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus challenges the religious and social norms of the day, which he often does. And there's debate over paying taxes to Caesar, the greatest commandment. And then we see the widow's offering as well. And this chapter focuses on Jesus' authority, his understanding of the law, and his critique of superficial religiosity. Let's go to our reading. We'll be beginning in Numbers chapter 10, verse 1. It says, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, make two trumpets of silver. You shall make them of beaten work. You shall use them for calling of the congregation and for the journeying of the camps. When they blow them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting. If they blow just one, then the princes, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall go forward. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets. This shall be to you for a statute forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets. Then you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness and in your set feasts, in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. In the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the covenant. The children of Israel went forward on their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud stayed in the wilderness of Paran. They first went forward according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. First, the standard of the camp of the children of Judah went forward according to their armies. Nashon, the son of Amminadab, was over his army. Nathanael, son of Zohar, over his army. Of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Eliab, the son of Helon, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun. The tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who bore the tabernacle, went forward. The standard of the camp of Reuben went forward according to their armies. Eliezer, the son of Shedeur, was over his army. Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Simeon. Eliseph, the son of Jeuel, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad. The Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary. The others set up the tabernacle before they arrived. The standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. Elishama, the son of Amminahud, was over his army. Gamaliel, the son of Pedahazur, was over the army of the children of Manasseh. Abidan, the son of Gideoni, was over the army of the children of Benjamin. The standard of the camp of the children of Dan, which was the rear guard of all the camps, set forward according to their armies. Ahitzer, the son of Amishaddai, was over his army. Pagiel, the son of Ochran, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher. Ahira, the son of Enan, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali. Thus were the travels of the children of Israel according to their armies, and they went forward. Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianites, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. He said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives. Moses said, please don't leave us, because you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. It shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be, that whatever good the Lord does to us, we will do the same to you. They set forward from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. The ark of the Lord's covenant went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set forward from the camp. When the ark went forward, Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Let those who hate you flee before you. When it rested, he said, return, Lord, to the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel. Numbers chapter 11. The people were complaining in the ears of the Lord. When the Lord heard it, his anger burnt, and the Lord's fire burned amongst them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. The people cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire abated. The name of that place was called Tabra, because the Lord's fire burnt amongst them. The mixed multitude that was amongst them lusted exceedingly, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. There is nothing at all except this manna to look at. The manna was like coriander seed, and it looked like bedlam. The people went around, gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in mortars, and boiled it in pots, and made cakes of it. Its taste was like the taste of fresh oil. When the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, every man at the door of his tent, and the Lord's anger burnt greatly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, why have you treated your servant so badly? Why haven't I found favor in your sight that you laid the burden of all these people on me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I brought them out that you should tell me, carry them in your bosom, or as a nurse carries a nursing infant, to the land which you swore to their fathers? Where could I get meat to give all these people? For they weep before me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. I'm not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. If you treat me this way, please kill me right now if I have found favor in your sight, and don't let me see my wretchedness. The Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit which is in you, and will put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you don't bear it yourself alone. Say to the people, sanctify yourselves in preparation for tomorrow, and you will eat meat, for you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat. You will not eat just 1 day, or 2 days, or 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils, and it is loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is amongst you, and have wept before him, saying, why did we come out of Egypt? Moses said, the people amongst whom I am are 600,000 men on foot, and you said, I will give them meat, and they shall and they may eat a whole month. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? Shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be sufficient for them? The Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's hand grown short? Now you will see whether my word will happen to you or not. Moses went out and told the people the Lord's words. He gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and set them around the tent. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did so no more. But two men remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were of those who were written, but had not gone out to the tent, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his chosen men, answered, Our Lord Moses, forbid them. Moses said to him, Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them. Moses went into the camp and the elders of Israel. A wind from the Lord went out and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp. About a day's journey on this side and a day's journey on the other side, around the camp and about 2 cubits above the surface of the earth. The people rose up all day and all night and all the next day and gathered the quails. He who gathered the least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all out for themselves around the camp. While the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the Lord's anger burned against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. The name of that place was called Hibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people who lusted. From Kibroth Hattaavah, the people traveled to Hazeroth, and they stayed at Hazeroth. Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. They said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only with Moses? Hasn't the Lord spoken also with us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the surface of the earth. The Lord spoke suddenly to Moses, to Aaron, and to Miriam. You three come out to the tent of meeting. The three of them came out. The Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. He said, Now hear my words, if there is a prophet amongst you. I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him, I will speak mouth to mouth, even plainly, and not in riddles, and he shall see the Lord's form. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? The Lord's anger burned against them, and he departed. The cloud departed from over the tent, and behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. Aaron looked at Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Aaron said to Moses, Oh, my Lord, please don't count this sin against us, in which we have done foolishly, in which we have sinned. Let her not, I pray, be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. Moses cried to the Lord, saying, Heal her, God, I beg you. The Lord said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, shouldn't she be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside the camp 7 days, and after that she shall be brought in again. Miriam was shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and the people didn't travel until Miriam was brought in again. Afterward, the people traveled from Hazeroth and encamped in the wilderness of Paran. Over to the New Testament in Mark chapter 12. He began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a pit for the wine press, built a tower, rented it out to a farmer, and went into another country. When it was time, he sent a servant for the farmer to get from the farmer his share of the fruit of the vineyard. They took him, beat him, and sent him away empty. Again, he sent another servant to them, and they threw stones at him, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. Again, he sent another. And they killed him, and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one, his beloved son, he sent his last to them, saying, They will respect my son. But those farmers said amongst themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. They took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What, therefore, will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. Haven't you even read this in Scripture? The stone which the builders rejected was made the head of the corner. This was from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. They tried to seize him, but they feared the multitude, for they perceived that he spoke the parable against them. They left him and went away. They sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to him that they might trap in him his words. When they had come, they asked him, Teacher, We know that you are honest and don't defer to anyone, for you aren't partial to anyone, but truly preach or truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, why do you test me? Bring me a denarius that I might see it. They brought it. He said to them, whose is this image and inscription? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus answered them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. They marveled greatly at him. Some Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, came to him. They asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife behind and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife and, dying, left no offspring. The second took her and died, leaving no children behind. The third likewise. And the seven took her and left no children. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be of them? For the seven had her as a wife. Jesus answered them, isn't this because you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they will rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But about the dead, that they are raised, haven't you read in the book of Moses about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the living. You are therefore badly mistaken. One of the scribes came and heard them questioning together, and knowing that he had answered them well, asked him, which commandment is the greatest of all? Jesus answered, the greatest is, hear Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, truly, teacher, you have said well that he is one, and there is none other but he, and to love with all the heart, with all the understanding, all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from God's kingdom. No one dared ask him any question after that. Jesus responded as he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself said in the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. Therefore, David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son? The common people heard him gladly. In his teaching, he said to them, beware the scribes who like to walk in long robes and get greetings in the marketplaces and to get the best seats in the synagogues and the best places at feasts. Those who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came and she cast in two small brass coins, which equal a quadrant's coin. He called his disciples to himself and said to him, most certainly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into the treasury, for all they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on. Well, that's our reading, Numbers 10 through 12, Mark chapter 12. We'll wrap things up with a few thoughts to think about for the day. Think about the Israelites complaining in Numbers chapter 11. Boy, they complained a lot, and the consequences of that complaining. And from that, what can we learn about gratitude, contentment, and God's provision, and how we think, feel about it? Some things to think about there. Numbers chapter 12, Aaron and Miriam challenge Moses' authority. And how does this situation speak to leadership, humility, and how to handle conflicts in the faith community? And remember the widow's offering we just read about. What does it teach us about sacrifice, generosity, and the true value of our offerings to God? For further study, if you'd like to spend a little more time today and do a little more study, go back and study Jesus's summation of all the law and the prophets and love God and love your neighbor and find those commands in the Old Testament. You'll find them in a couple places in the Old Testament. Study the implications of loving God and loving your neighbor in practical everyday terms. And how does what you've learned influence your priorities, the actions you take, and your interactions with others. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating.